What's up?
Hey, long time.
How you been?
Life's been good, you feel me? What's up, man?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since we've been on the mic, you feel me?
Setting.
Facts. We in the studio. We got a nice little...
How long? See how good your memory is.
It's been at least... We did it the first year I met you. Within the first year I met you, we had a podcast. That's insane. Anyway, but... It's been at least 3.5 to 4 years.
Yeah, maybe like 2017.
We met in 2017, and we probably started the podcast like fall of 20.
Yeah, I was thinking that because it was like coldish.
And I gotta give a shout out to Gary V because he had this video on Instagram, like all his other videos, like, yo, you can do this so easy, da 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 da. He's like, there's this app called Anchor, and you can record, post from your phone. So I'm like, damn, you can do that? And I came to you with it, and you're like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, I don't actually remember us having the conversation.
Well, I don't remember the convo, like, but I'm sure it went something like that.
No, like, at all. Like, really? Let's do this, or like, yeah. I remember, like, kind of coming up with the cover art that we did, because we used, like, one of the apps.
Right.
And then it was, like, the next time, it was, like, we have a podcast, and we're, like, putting...
Well, I guess Gary V was right because it was pretty easy.
It was.
We didn't record using the app itself. We recorded using GarageBand, and then we put it on the app Anchor. So shout out to Anchor. We're going to be putting this on Anchor too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we had a podcast, guys, and I don't know.
I guess it stopped because like this guy graduated from Brooklyn College and left me.
Hey.
So he wasn't really around as much, and then
I think with your work, you had got a new job too,
something. But it would have been tough for you to like come to Brooklyn College and like record for like 1 hour and then go back. So it kind of just died down for a while.
I felt bad because people were actually like, "Yo, what's up with the podcast?" Like people were listening. Damn, we probably could have made it work, but we didn't know like how big podcast it would have been. 4 years later.
Yeah.
Because imagine if we had continued. Like, it would have been crazy.
True. Because there's so many now.
Yeah, exactly. But better late than never. You feel me, right?
So, it's a rebrand, you guys.
You feel me? What's the name of our old podcast? The OGs know, but you remember
what
the name.
What is it? What was it? They don't know. Nah, some people know.
Some people probably do remember.
So, the old name was the Cover Your Ears podcast.
Cover Your Ears podcast, right.
Which is like...
It's kind of
a bad name. Did we have a bad name?
I think we had a horrible name. Like, why would you cover your ears to hear the podcast?
You want to hear what we're saying.
Right. What were we thinking?
I think I came up with that. I think it was because,
I'm gonna take that.
Some of the content, maybe, like, it was, like, a little bit, like...
Maybe slightly. It wasn't all the way raunchy, but maybe it wasn't for, like, the 5-year-old, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. It was for, like, college.
I think that was the idea.
Yeah, like, high school and up, pretty much.
Right.
Because even the thumbnail was, like, a little kid.
Right.
And his mom was, like, kind of saying...
On the phone.
Yeah, not the thumbnail, the wallpaper,
like,
we created, or the podcast picture, whatever.
Logo?
The logo.
Cover art.
The cover art, right. The cover art was, like, a woman on the phone.
Yeah.
Kind of telling a small child to cover your ears...
You know how that is, like, when you're, like, mother or whoever on the phone.
Yeah,
and you're not trying to listen to their business or whatever. But
I was trying to listen sometimes, though.
I bet you were. I feel everyone was. Like,
I want to know, what's going on? What's she talking about?
Right, why is
when
it
she
a
ain't
secret?
Talking to me, Ma. Ma, what you talking about? I'm still listening. Like, what's up? Like, yeah, I heard you on the phone earlier. Like, what happened? You good?
She tell you? She be telling you?
She probably wouldn't tell me if I asked her. She'd be like, oh, okay, so...
Yo, I'm weak. Nah, so that was the old cover art. So we decided, you know,
I'm
not gonna keep that up.
Nah, we rebranded. So
do
the
a
new
nice
name.
Little change together on the count of three. One, we're gonna mess it up. Look.
You're gonna go on three. I'm gonna go on like after three. I'm like, I thought we was going on three. So are we
after
saying it on three?
Three?
So you're gonna go 1, 2, 3, boom.
Say it, yeah.
All right.
One, two, three.
Don't believe. Why would you not say it?
No, because it starts with the, not the don't.
Wow, we haven't even decided on this. This is live on air. We're going to have to decide to see.
Yeah, let's decide.
Is it... Y'all could put it in the comments, too. Is it better... Is the better than the...
Then just starting off. So say it.
The Don't Believe the Hype podcast. That was like a tongue twister. Hold on. The Don't Believe the Hype podcast.
Or Don't Believe the Hype podcast.
I think it should be Don't Believe the Hype.
Gotta say the.
You think so?
They'll decide.
But we kind of
rebrand. Yeah, Don't Believe the Hype podcast.
Don't Believe the Hype, man. Shout out to my boy Rio. Because he used to always tell me that. Mm. And then I started telling you.
So you were believing the hype before?
I guess. And Rio was ahead of his time, man. He used to be like, man, don't believe the hype, man. Like,
that's cool.
He used to calm me down. He'd be like, all right, well.
And so, backstory, right? Before I met Jeremy, like, I would just, like, I don't want to say believe most things. But I would just, like...
Let's just say you were a little more naive.
Right.
Because you're not coming... You're coming from a different country, so, like, you think everything is all peaches and cream out here. I'd be like,
I don't think everything is all peaches and cream. I would say that there's a lot of things that I would hear or see, and I'm just like, wow, cool. Like, okay, that's right. Interesting.
Right, right.
Like, oh, Jeremy, you heard this? And, like, this guy would tell me, like, I don't want to exaggerate and be like, every day, but, like...
It was often.
It
frequent.
Was very often. He would just be like, don't believe the hype. Like, that's not even
like,
true.
Like, Jody, nah, I know it sounds good, but that's not really what it is.
Right. And so...
We kind of want to encourage people to not be... Well, I want to encourage... Do you want to encourage people too?
Well, like, there's quite a few things that you have to really just be like, nah, like, don't believe that. Like, that's not true. And which we will talk about.
Correct,
like,
for sure. Yeah, for sure.
So we thought that would be a good name. Don't believe the hype.
So this is the rebrand. Thank you for, you know, coming to watch. You know what I'm saying? And
hopefully we get our old... Viewers,
come back. We apologize, we left you hanging, but we're here to stay now. We're gonna be more consistent. We got the whole setup going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
so,
this is gonna be legit. Fun. Yeah. This ain't no, yo, when we did the first one, let me paint the picture for you. We go to Brooklyn College Library,
right?
We rent a study room,
which is not really like. It's not nothing. A studio,
it's a
so
room.
Yeah, it's
a
room
with a table and two chairs.
In the future, yeah.
It's in the library, mind you.
Right,
so
we couldn't be
loud.
We had to just like, yo, so what's going on in there? Yeah. You took that class? So,
we had no mics.
No mics.
We had Jeremy's laptop.
One laptop and GarageBand.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So.
But that goes to show you that you can do things without.
Right.
A bunch of stuff.
If you're watching, you want to start a podcast.
Yeah, start it now.
You want to start a YouTube channel.
YouTube. You can use your phone. If you got an iPhone, you literally, or Samsung, you know, these new phones, you literally can do anything now. So, right. Like, we started with the laptop. We didn't even have a mic. We used the internal mic on the laptop. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Good times.
Yeah. What was I saying, though? Oh, I was just telling them, like, how it was. Yeah, no. So we have, like, a whole bunch of new stuff. So hopefully y'all rock with us.
Yes, we'll be here
a lot. We're going to be on YouTube.
I know y'all want to see, put a face to the voice, to the beautiful Brittany. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Shorty, you're nice. Shorty, a little baddie. Shorty, my little boo. Oh, another thing. We weren't officially a couple back then. And everybody, that's actually mad important.
What? We weren't.
We were not officially a couple back then, and people would always... We were, like, dating. We were just dating.
If you go back and listen to the old ones, because it's still on there...
It's still on
you'll
there.
You'll hear us being a little, you know... Like, what did you do? Oh,
right.
What did you
like,
do?
Like, Shorty, you know what I was doing? Do? I was with you.
it was cute to, you know, kind of...
Yeah, it was a little mysterious. Damn, maybe we shouldn't have revealed that, but I feel like people would know anyway.
Nah, they know.
Yeah. Like, we could have, like, revealed it in episode 3. Like, yeah, people asking us if we together, but it's too late. Yeah, we're together. It's my joint. Shorty, you messed up my little pop
smoke.
No,
you stopped it. Because you was like, funny story, we went together.
Right.
Oh, let me tell y'all something. You're going to see this a lot. This guy, he be losing his train of thought.
I always get it back, though.
No.
I always get it back.
No.
Even if it's 20 minutes later, it comes
okay.
back.
Okay, that's accurate. But sometimes, hardly ever. So I'll be the one to kind of bring it back. So you gonna keep singing the song, or you?
Shorty, my little baddie.
Hey.
Shorty, my little boo thing. And Shorty got the, are we fatty?
Nah.
Shorty be catching.
I'm just let y'all know right now, I am a teacher.
Yeah, she can't be out here wilding. Shout out.
I teach third grade.
She actually teaches at my old middle school, which is insane. So it wouldn't be that, though, because I would know that.
The universe, man. Look at the universe.
Nah, it is kind of crazy, though. That's actually insane. My mom actually went to that elementary. It's like, what the heck is going on? Shorty ends up working at the school that
Shorty comes from Trinidad.
Right. Like
totally.
Yeah, it's not like you grew up in the neighborhood and like, oh, yeah, I want to work here. Yeah. Like, no, you come from a whole different country.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool.
Jeremy's going to be the one acting a fool on here.
I don't act a fool like that.
I won't be acting a fool on here.
You actually act a fool a lot.
Because I am a teacher and I have a reputation to uphold.
That's good.
I want you guys to just remember this because you're going to see Jeremy acting a fool. He kind of pretend, but you'll see.
Listen, I act a fool only when necessary. And a lot of the time, it's necessary. No, but I'm not one of those people that act a fool just because, though, you know? Am I? Damn. But I feel like you got to get to know me to know I act a fool. Like, I'm not just going to be act a fool from day one. Like, you didn't know I was going to be act like this, right?
Nah.
Like, was I acting a fool when we first met like that? I warmed up to you.
You did.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's good.
Cool, man. So, we're back. We're going to be doing
back.
More of the same. Mm-hmm. Talking about stuff that's going on.
Pop culture.
In the world. Talking about news, maybe? Oh, Jeremy has beef with the news.
I don't have any beef with the news. It's just, we just know that it's fake. That's all.
And we know that we...
We can't always believe the hype. Thank you. Like, this is the main thing I'm trying to tell.
Right.
We just can't always believe the hype.
So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be maybe sharing stuff that's going on.
In our lives.
I'm going to have stories for days.
About school and stuff like that. Right. Work. If anybody got work stories, it's Jay Rem from the block. Trust.
Right.
Wickedness. But anyway.
Customer service.
Customer service jobs, guys, man. Y'all know, because a lot of y'all are customer service people. It ain't easy. Some days you have a good day, but.
What's the craziest story? Craziest thing that's happened off the top of your head?
The craziest thing this actually happened recently. It was a older gentleman.
Mm.
You know, I'm not going to say race or anything, but older gentleman.
Are you saying you're not going to say his race?
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing specific.
He was
old, and he came in, he had a problem with his emails.
Mm.
The guy came in with a piece of paper. It had at least 15 emails on it. They all had the same password.
Right.
And the email itself, they were all very similar, like just different variations.
Right.
So I'm like, he's like, yeah, none of them are working. I created them. I want to get my old stuff back. Da, da, da. And like whatever he was trying to do, I couldn't do.
Mm.
But that's not what made it the worst
Terrible.
Experience for me. What
yeah.
made it worse is he's asking to go to the bathroom. And at my location, we don't have bathrooms for customers.
Oh, Lord.
Brittany, you know, I know he's old and everything, but the man started to use the bathroom. In the store. When I say use the bathroom, I'm not talking about number one, even though that would have been insane as well.
No, he didn't, Jeremy.
He started to do number two. I'm guessing he's wearing a diaper, though, right? Because I'm smelling it, but I'm not seeing anything.
Oh, nah.
Right? I'm smelling it. It's strong, too. And I'm, like, backing up. I'm trying to talk to him. He doesn't even care at this time. Like, he knows what he's doing. He knows he got to use the bathroom. But he doesn't care. He's continuing to talk about, yo, why you can't help me? Can somebody else help? I'm like, sir, he's not even
Jeremy,
a T-Mobile customer at
Jeremy.
This point. He's not a T-Mobile customer either. So
can
it's
we
like,
pause?
Yeah.
That's insanity, what you're saying right here.
This is what I go through.
This guy's using the bathroom in his diapers,
mm-hmm.
but also complaining about emails. email addresses that he's never going to use.
That he's never going to use, and he's making them up, so why are they not working? Like, you're making the emails. Why do you expect me to know how to work them?
Did you kick him out?
I didn't kick him out, but my way of kicking him out, I guess you could say, was like, yo, I cannot help you. Because first off, I can't even think straight right now because...
Right,
because
my nostrils are just up. Like... right here.
I'm, you know, like, I'm starting to almost gag. Like, yo, I'm dead serious. Like, yo. So he goes outside. He's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom. Brittany, he uses the bathroom outside. Poop starts to run down his leg on the side of his shoe and onto the ground in front of the store. I don't want to keep going, but I mean, I think that could count as one of the worst experiences
I've had. That is the worst thing that I've ever... That has to be, like, top three most craziest retail experience
I've ever had. It was super nasty.
A customer service.
It was super nasty. Like,
comes back in the store?
And he came back in the store after the poop. After he pooped outside, he came back and tried to solicit my help some more. Yeah.
Like, bro, you have poop. On your body, right?
Like
now.
It's time to go home, fam. It's time to go. Like, there's poop on the ground.
That's insanity, yo.
Listen, and like I'm saying, he's old, but he's old enough to know better at the same time. Cause you trying to do all this with the email, but yo, you got to get your bowels right. Like,
your bowels right.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to be as nice as possible. I didn't want to be like, yo, bro, get up out of here. Because I really wanted to say that.
Nah, I feel like most people would have been like, get up out of here. I try to use
some patience. Yeah, I can't.
What was your coworkers saying? Or they didn't realize?
It sounded like they seen him before. I don't know if he definitely hasn't had this incident happen with the whole poop. Mm. But they, like, the way they were like, yeah, he annoying. So I'm guessing I'm at a new store, so they have these customers that they see. And this is the first time I'm seeing a lot of them.
They probably like, yo, let him go to J. Rem, let him deal with that.
They probably are doing it. And I'm in the front, in a Spanish store, guys. Like, so, and when I say Spanish stores, I'm the only one that's
not speaking Spanish.
And the customer base, we have a heavy Spanish customer base. Whether it be Mexican, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Guatemalan, they speak in Spanish over there, right? So in order for me to compete and make money in the store, what I do is I stand in front all the time. So because I'm not getting as many customers as the other coworkers because I don't speak Spanish. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to get anybody that can speak English so I can make money and make my sales. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting... With standing in the front, you're getting the crazies. You're getting, you know, unwanted cousins. Right. Yeah, so.
People that's pooping themselves and coming
back in. So I'm like the sacrificial lamb in there.
That's crazy.
Getting all the crazies.
That actually is like the weird story that I've heard.
Yeah, but I got to do what I got to do. He left, you know. I sprayed some Febreze and all that, and we was back at it, you know.
Dang.
Yeah. Do you have a worse work story yet? I imagine you can't say anything too crazy.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to, like, say name. Like, I can't say
names. Yeah, not names, but any situations that you think is like, yo, what the heck just happened today?
I haven't had anything like that, really. I would say, like, when we first started doing remote teaching, when, like the pandemic or whatever, and we was... it was, like, kind of, like, winging it for, like, a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because y'all didn't really have a plan. It's just like, yeah, get on this...
Like, that, it was, like, the week of my birthday, or the week before my birthday, I believe.
Okay.
Like, last March.
Oh, my God, it was, because they shut down, we had dinner plans, I made dinner plans to, I think it was Budokan?
Yeah, and we couldn't go.
And that day, they had shut down the city.
Yeah, it was, like, the Friday before my birthday, they sent out, like, an email, and they was like, yo... Take as much as you can and go home.
That's insane.
But at the time, it was supposed to just be for like a week or two weeks. How much ever. Little did we know that we would be teaching for a whole year.
Right.
But
because it wasn't that serious, according to some people.
No. Don't get him started. But why am I saying he? Because you know who I'm thinking about, right? I'm thinking about what you said. Nah, yeah. We were kind of winging it at first, and, like, we just had to, like, call the kids whenever, like, at least once per day and make sure they're doing their work and, like, you know, call parents, make sure that they're on there, whatever.
Right.
And it's, like, parents wasn't really, I guess.
It was new to everybody.
It was new to them, but like also we were kind of like coming into their homes kind of in that way. And parents didn't really like.
They ain't respect y'all
yo,
like that. They ain't
parents respect y'all was like walking that. By in towels.
Wow.
Kids in they little jockey shorts.
Oh, man, like, that's insane. Like, what the hell?
I was like.
Like, fam, this is still school. You know that,
well,
right?
Well, they did not think it was school at all. Even this past year, that was way more structured and way more, like, formal. We still had kids that just wasn't taking it seriously. So, my crazy stories would just be, like, seeing inappropriate, like, mothers in their bras walking
by,
in robes and towels. And
yeah, that's unacceptable. It better not be no man in one of these kids trying to be cute. Because I will pull up, you know what I mean? I will pull up. Facts.
Listen, and I'm just glad that that's, like, done. Hopefully, fingers crossed, that we won't have to revert back.
Yeah, it seems like, yeah, we good. It seems like we should be okay.
And we heading back there real soon.
Yeah, man. About you got to go to work. Yeah. Yikes.
I'm going to training before the month, right, but so with the kids in about
a couple weeks.
Month.
Yeah.
Yep. But nah, no crazy stories.
Okay. Yet. Well, y'all could count on me because I'm going to be coming every week with it. Like, yo, it's my... understand that this
he always has stories.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's actually very annoying.
It is. It's even like, imagine it being annoying to hear. So imagine like me having
living
to stand there and go through this nonsense with these customers. It's actually insane.
It.
Yeah, for sure. But we got a couple things to talk about.
We do.
Was, you know, a couple big things that's happening right now as we speak. So the first thing we wanted to touch on was the track star Shikari. What's her last name? Is it Jackson?
She's a runner. She's a track star.
She gonna run away when it gets hard. She can't take the pain.
I don't know the words.
I don't know. Yo, that's a fire song. And the remix is extra fire. It's better than the original, which usually isn't the case. So I'm like, shout out to, I think his name is Mooski or Nooski.
I have no idea.
Shout out to Trackstar, the guy who recorded Trackstar.
Right.
But anyway.
Shikari. Let's talk about it.
Right. So she's on her way to the Olympics. She's the fastest thing moving out here, literally. You know, she's an internet sensation. She's, you know, she came from college. She went to LSU. She's a star there. I think I saw her last year, like... She started hitting the blogs and everything, like, yo, this girl, she breaking records in college. I'm like, okay. I wasn't even thinking about the Olympics when I first saw her. But now she, you know, the Olympic trials came around. She, you know, she won the Olympic trials. She's on her way to the Olympics in Tokyo. And news breaks a couple days later after she wins the trials that she is disqualified from the Olympics because she tested positive for marijuana. Everybody's in the uproar, but there's people on different sides of the
It's very interesting
the decision.
Sides and the opinions that people have on it.
Right. I mean, obviously the black community is like, whoa, it's only this, only weed. You know, why are you not letting her run for that? Like, come on. It's not like she...
Well, it's against the rules.
Right. That's the thing.
That's just, like, the bottom line.
True. It is against the rules. But, you know, people, they want to make... I don't know. They just feel like...
Okay, so what's your view on it when you first...
When I first heard, I was like... My first feeling was disappointment because I know...
Same.
We were all rooting for. Like, yo, we got this girl. Especially in the female track circuit. Jamaica is really dominant in that competition for the females. Well, they're always dominant, male or female, but their females are super dominant. I think one of the girls' name was like Shelly Ann or something like that, right? So I'm thinking like, all right, cool.
Shout out to Shelly, man.
Why do you always put the "and"?
I don't know. It's just a Caribbean thing.
That kills me, man. Like.
Yeah.
But the Trinidadians do that as well? Like something and? Like
there's,
name and?
There's like something and in Trinidad. Oh, okay. But I feel like it's like...
More Jamaican? Yeah. But anyway. So I'm excited just because, okay, we got somebody that could beat those girls. You know what I'm saying? So I was disappointed to start. But then as I'm seeing a lot of people, you know, they're fighting for her. But at the end of the day, they're like, oh, it's because she's black and da-da-da-da. Okay. We got to know as people that we always get the short end of the stick, regardless of whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and I was talking to my friend Roger about it, too. And he made a good point. He was like, they were just waiting for her to mess up because, you know, she's flamboyant. She's cocky. Mm. She, you know, she's everything that, you know, certain people probably wouldn't want you to be. Mm. Even the probably the Olympic team, even though she's the best runner. You know how somebody,
They would want her to not be as out there. Exactly. As she is. Yeah, because she got the weave.
Right, exactly. The weave, the nails, the color, the nails.
The
like,
lashes.
Right, Shorty. Like where's she from? Right, like, Shorty from the hood for real.
And she don't care.
Exactly. So, what my friend Roger was saying was, they were just waiting for her to mess up, which I feel like is true. Mm. So any little thing, they probably, like a lot of people behind the scenes were happy. Because first off, that's competition that's out the way now.
Right.
And then she thinks she all that. Who the hell is this little black girl, little fast black girl think she is? You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I didn't want to like put any negativity out there because like everybody has an opinion on her right now. Mm-hmm. My thing is, listen, it's not the end of the road. It might have been a huge mistake, but it ain't the end of the road for her because the talent is still there regardless. Mm. It's just that we're not going to be able to see her on Olympics. Mm. All she need to do, maybe clean up some of the people maybe she's around that somebody had to tell her, like, yo, what the hell are you doing smoking weed?
Like where were you?
This is not the time, right? Like, who are you smoking with that?
Is she, because you know, most people definitely could not have been hanging out with your team.
Right. It ain't
because
the rest of them.
They would have been like,
right,
nah.
Like, who is she around? Maybe she got to do some cleaning house, like, somebody, she got to have somebody around her that tells her that's not acceptable right now. You know what I mean?
Right now. Yeah, because you could have friends that do that, but it's like they should be the ones like, yo,
you
got to
separate. Yeah,
here,
exactly.
Like, in the next month
or
whatever.
You don't need
like,
that.
Don't
right
do
now,
that.
Right,
like,
right.
You shouldn't even be around here. And like,
she did say her mom died, though, so she was maybe stressed. But I feel like the mom would have rather see you in the Olympics than
maybe
sitting on it. Exactly.
Right.
For. You know what I mean? Even though we can't tell people how to grieve. Because
right,
that's
her
mother. You never
true,
know,
true.
You know, their relationship or whatever.
And
but
it's just like, you know, the most cliche saying ever. Everything happens for a reason.
Right,
like,
right.
Maybe the next one she's going to really just like.
Right. I mean, she would have to. But let's not like track. They have different events through the year. Olympics is the main one that everybody watches and tunes in for. But she still has the opportunity to make this up, you know. And hopefully this doesn't hurt her brand too much.
I don't think so. Because everybody, like, did you see the Cardi B videos for her?
Nah, I try not to watch too much. Not Cardi B, but I'm just saying, like,
Cardi B was just like, even though she did this now, it doesn't matter because, like, you have so many eyes on you.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're going to have even more eyes on you the next time because they were like, oh, she messed up last
time. So now
time.
She has
Let's
to redeem herself,
So it's like double the eyes.
Yeah, so it could be a good and bad thing.
Right,
you know?
And I don't think she's losing, like, any endorsements.
I would hope not because these companies are quick to jump ship when, you know, a little thing happened. They don't even worry about if it's true or not. They just hear something and it's like,
I don't think she's losing her deals.
I hope not. Well, shout out to Shikari. We're not here to bash her. You know.
It's just like, if you really want to be like a, you are already
a professional athlete. She's a professional athlete. She's on her way to be a superstar. You just got to make better decisions. That's it.
I understand her doing what she did to you know.
Yeah, I understand it a little bit. Yeah, I wish she hadn't. But listen, we're still fans of her. We're not gonna not cheer for her anymore. Like, we just can't wait to see you again. Hopefully, she, you know, rebounds from this situation.
Right.
But somebody else that, you know, they're in a little.
Somebody that rebounded from a situation.
Yeah, I guess you could say it was a rebound, huh?
I don't even know. Yep. Don't say your boy. I already heard the year coming in. Don't say your boy at all. This guy.
Bill Cosby is now free. He's a free man, apparently due to a technicality.
What technicality?
In trial. I don't know the specific technicality, but something was able to be overturned and the man is out now. You know, I think he spent like maybe 3-4 years in prison.
Remember the video of him and he did the little look back?
Can somebody ask him, what was that? Was he trying to be cool? Yo, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's so weird. Like, what Why was did actually he do happening? That? Maybe he was trying to be funny.
Maybe he was trying to be cool. Because that's but the only old, thing I think. Yeah, you're too old really, for that. Like, and, those... like, the situation didn't call for you doing that little... Whatever.
I don't have much to say on the whole Bill Cosby situation. Mm-hmm. Except, I do have like a little something to say about Mrs. Huxtable. Did you see what she was talking about?
She was defending him.
Anyway, I don't really have much to say about it. It's just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, what is the technicality that eliminates all of those witnesses and all of those testimonies? And you was found guilty.
Right.
You served years. So what happened?
I don't know. But the thing about it is, like, I'm on the fence. You know, I don't know how to feel that I see him out. Do I want to see a black man in jail? No. But if he did something, even there were, let's just say there were 40 women that came out and spoke out against him. Even if he did one, even if 39 women out of the 40 were lying and one of them were telling the truth, you should be in jail. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. Was he demonized in the media? Of course. That's what they do, you know, especially him being a black man. But, you know, it's just, I just don't know what to feel because, you know, I feel like a lot of black people don't know how to feel because, you know, Bill Cosby wasn't always the nicest guy to, like, the other black comedians coming up in the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We were just watching the Def Comedy 25th year anniversary show. And everybody had respect for Martin, and we didn't even know Martin helped all these people. Yeah. And Bill Cosby helped a lot of people too, don't get me wrong, but he also was like very critical of, you know, comics like Martin and Chris Tucker and all the guys that we love now because he felt they were too vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
But you thought their language was too vulgar, but look what you were out here doing in your personal life.
On the low.
As a married man, as this superstar guy on TV.
Right, because, you know? I remember watching the Bill Cosby show growing up.
Right.
But, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but people loved him. Oh, like, he was like, no, dad.
Yeah, he was America's black dad. Right. Or just America's dad, period. Right. And they were America's family. Like, the mother was a lawyer.
Right, and then look
like,
at what you're doing.
Yeah, so, you know, it's pretty hypocritical of him to be out here partaking in these wild activities. Even though that was a wild time, the 70s, people do say, people were doing drugs that you can get years for today. Like, they were doing it casually.
Mm.
So, you know, I know that... I don't know.
I don't really want to get into the whole, like, what is the technicality, blah, 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 whatever. My thing is, like, what's her name? Felicia?
Felicia Rashad,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're going to go on as a woman and be like, a great injustice has been... fixed or some type of like I knew it all along, like a great injustice has been righted, or so we righted our wrong, something like that. I just feel like you don't know,
right?
Like,
but can you blame her for being on his side? Like, they probably had a strong relationship, you know what I'm saying?
You could have the strongest relationship,
right? But yeah,
you don't know what somebody's doing when they're not around.
True.
You don't know. You definitely don't know. He was a huge star.
Yeah,
people
for sure.
was like, you know, people was like trying to be around him and trying to get into like a show, like,
so they probably were willing to do anything for that.
Yeah. So I just had a hard time with her just being like, oh, this is what it is now. Like, everything is okay, blah, 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 whatever. It just seems like a little bit like insensitive for me because like, I don't know. I feel like for me, I would always just, instead of like siding with one person, you should just be like, let's just leave it.
Right.
Because now you side with Bill Cosby. Now, all those women that gave testimonies and said this, how you looking like a traitor to them, really, because you should really believe the victim.
Right. But the thing about it is we don't know who's really a victim and who's not.
Exactly. So,
and they all knew
which is why you shouldn't make statements like that.
And are you a victim going to a married man's hotel room? Like, you see, like, it's just so many things we could bring up.
Right. So it's just, I guess, but everybody just always wants to just like, you know, like, I don't know. She's, I just feel like she shouldn't have said anything, right. honestly. And then to add on to it, you know that she's a dean at Howard University, right?
Oh, I had no idea. I literally had no idea.
She's a dean. She's really? A dean of, I don't want to say what specifically, but probably like in the arts section. Because cool. She's like, whatever. That's so fire. Now Howard has to put out a statement because you went and said this right. as a dean. Mm. So they're like, the issues that are at hand, like it's not Howard's views.
Right, right,
this
right.
is like
they have to separate
their own
themselves
person
that
thing.
First, right, right.
And then now on top of that, you have to go and now they're making her do like training for, you know, like
yeah,
the typical like cycle.
Oh yeah,
that goes
for sure,
on and on
for
and on.
Sure.
You said something inappropriate. Now you have to do training yeah. to make sure that you're not.
It's
like...
It's just a PR stunt. Yeah, it is what it is. We know.
So it's just
up.
Like you could have just saved all of that. By just not saying anything. Because you really and truly don't know.
Right, right. Or she could have been on some type of time where it's like... She could have said something like slightly supportive, but not too out there.
Or something like...
Something, I'm happy to see him out or something. Or if that... Well,
yeah,
that
no,
that
would have
been...
That
wouldn't
even work. But like, I stand with the... I, you know, like, I don't know, something. But why do you have to say something at all?
Right. You don't have... That's the thing. People feel like they have to say something publicly.
Like, when Bill Cosby got released, nobody was like, yo, let me hear what Felicia about to say.
Right,
like,
nobody was worrying like, about what Shorty was talking about.
You could have just chilled,
yeah.
you know?
But he's out, and, you know, he's old, so hopefully he can live, you know, these... Last year, I don't know how much time.
Last few years,
yeah,
how old is he?
I don't know, but he looked bad though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, he was looking.
He looked a little crazy. I think he's blind now, so it's just like.
Is he?
I believe so. So now, he's out. You know, let him live his life, whatever.
And, Bill Cosby is 83 years old.
Oh wow, that's old. That's like my grandmother age. Yeah.
Dang, I was expecting him to be that. Like, I thought he was probably 80, but, like, yeah. I wasn't really expecting him to
I
be that.
I feel like that probably had something to do with him getting out. Like, what do y'all got this 80-year-old man? Well, actually, whatever. But, hey, man, we back with it.
There's so many things that's going on, too. Like, we have to... We have to really try not to be on here in y'all ears for like hours and
yeah,
hours
we try
and
to
hours.
Keep the
because there's always stuff going
right,
down.
Right, for sure, for sure.
Like the video that I showed you today,
which
with
one?
Your boy James Harden.
Oh hey,
tickling your
Listen,
other boy.
Listen, what's going on? No more parties in LA, guys. Guys,
wait. Your boy James Harden.
Why was
tickling
me? Yo, James. First off,
I'm not done. While Lil Uzi
is spinning on his head, like what? What the heck is going on? Like, yo, do people really want to be in that industry? Like, yo, what is going on?
Jeremy, what are they tickling for?
James, you need to. Yeah, I don't even have word. You know what? We wrapping this up today. I can't today. I can't. I don't know what's going on out there. No more parties in LA. Y'all need to get back to reality.
Yo,
you know.
Let me tell you. When I saw that video and I showed it to Jeremy, I was actually like crying. It's
right.
So horrible.
It was. Yeah. What the hell is going on out here? You know.
But anyway, we're gonna wrap it up for today.
Wrapping it up, man.
Keep it real nice and short. We wanted to. Rebrand, reintroduce.
Yes, we will be back very soon. Be on the lookout. Follow our Instagram. It's DT.
Ick.
Damn. Oh, DBTH. Dot podcast on Instagram.
The acronym.
Don't believe the hype.
BTH. Dot podcast.
DBTH. Dot podcast on Instagram. Follow us, like, share. We'll be back
Do
soon.
Do all of that. We're going to have our YouTube coming up.
Everything
we are
coming.
Going to...
Soon come.
Damn, I was going to say something, but you kind of rushing me right
it's
now.
Soon.
You kind of rushing me. I feel like you kind of rushing.
Listen, man. It's soon come. Everything. You good?
I lost it.
Oh, God. Look, remember somebody was like, yeah, he has a thing.
saying that he lost it.
Nah, because I felt like he was trying to, you know.
Anyway, we'll be back soon. It's your boy, J-Rem.
And Brittany, we will see you guys very soon. Don't Believe the Hype podcast.
Peace.